Now, All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Group 1, Round 1 was played out in Fitzgerald Stadium, Killarney, on Saturday, and it turned out to be the away team that upset the odds and beat Kerry. Mayo 119, Kerry 17 points.
It's Aidan O'Shea with this
game. 3 point game we need.
About 5 metres in from the far sideline. Out in the 65, he'll put that ball down the line. Look for Tommy Conroy. Tommy, what a super footballer this. He'll try to take on Tom O'Sullivan. Now he's getting into more scoring position, but coming around the corner, it's Jack Carney. Carney with a fisted effort inside for Ryan O'Donoghue. Ryan O'Donoghue's trying to come around the Kerry attack. Oh, they're coming to pace. It's a goal. It's a goal for Mayo Ambrose. Yeah, brilliant
good
work
goal
by them. But defensively, we were all cut out,
deep,
Ambrose. And
deep.
It looks like at the end of it was Owen McLaughlin. And they've made those runs all day, Ambrose.
Well, they've threatened it. No, Shane Ryan has made three fantastic saves. May all always look like scoring a goal. But that's too easy, Tim, because, as I said, you know, the Mayo players walk through still.
Yeah, 116 for Mayo, 13 points for Kerry. It's like Castlebar all over again.
Yeah, there you go, like Castlebar all over again. That league game earlier on this year, 17 points to Kerry. Mayo, one goal and 19 points. Tim Moynihan there on commentary with Ambrose Donovan and Tim as well as on the line. And Tim, that was the tail of it, really. That goal really finished the game. But for a long time in this match, it didn't look like Kerry were going to do it. Right from the off, really, Mayo were to the pitch of it much better than Kerry were. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. You know, they came down on a mission. You'd wonder, we always wonder, what would the 6 weeks off do for Mayo? You know, they were out of the Connacht Championship. But I've been hearing, Jerry, and that's what you hear, all those things after the game. Apparently, you know, they played Kildare in a challenge the weekend before they played Kerry. And before that, again, they played Tyrone. And apparently the Tyrone was full of championship flavour in that game. So those sort of games, they went hard at it. And, you know, it put them in a place where they would be very strong coming in against Kerry. Where Kerry, with all due respects, they played Tipperary, they played Clare. And, you know, that's not going to get you up to the championship when you meet the big boys. And that's, you know, that was part of the factor the last day. But the other side of it, Jerry, we have to look at Mayo on this, you know, in this instance, how good are Mayo? Mayo are a serious side, and it's not hindsight to say this. We've seen how well they were in the league. I know they didn't win the league, but they were the best team, probably physically and talented individuals that we've seen out there. And I don't think there's any team in the country at the moment that'll match them physically. And that was probably the biggest problem on Saturday, was that with ease they were able to go past Kerry players. Now, from the start, I suppose tactically, you have to hand it to Kevin McStay. He drew Kerry backs all over the place. And with that, they had a free man. They had Jack Carney out in the middle of the park with Matthew Rowan, and likewise Diarmuid O'Connor. And they were constantly running at us, and we were on the back foot all the time. And I wouldn't blame our full back line the last day, because it was constant. If you were bombarded all the time, something's going to give. But we needed to get control in that middle diamond, and we never got anywhere close to it on Saturday. And that's where all our problems came from. And they had us pinned back. Anytime they got a ball around the 65, every one of our players retreated inside the 45. And Ambrose has alluded, and I know he's probably, people, I won't say they're sick of listening to him, which they're not, but he's sick of saying it, that we seem to be marking space and we're looking at each other to cover that space, rather than tackling, putting in tackles, stopping the player. And I suppose
defensively, did Mayo have us figured out? From that point of view,
absolutely,
they knew
where
to hurt us. They knew how to run. And look, they're obviously All Ireland contenders as well.
Yeah,
but is that what happened, at least in part?
Yeah, they look at Tadhg Morley last year. Tadhg sat in that pocket, but they tried to pull Tadhg, and at times they did, out of that pocket. At times he used to go to the edge of the D when they win possession. But the big thing for them, Jerry, and it's so evident, I watched it back twice, is what they're doing then. They're coming off the shoulder and they're running at pace. And these are big, strong footballers, all these guys. And I mentioned them again, Matthew Rowan. When they run at you, you know, they're coming at pace. Now, either draw the free or they'll plant a ball inside in their full forward line. And plus the fact they have Aidan O'Shea. And the way Aidan O'Shea is playing at the moment, Kevin McStay is getting the best out of him. When did you ever see Aidan O'Shea taking frees for Mayo?
Yeah.
And that's where he kicked 3 points from three frees. But he's doing a job. Normally you'd see him rooting and tearing.
They've turned him, particularly, I suppose, in the last few years of his career, they've turned him into an asset from being a problem. He was a problem. They couldn't fit him in the right area as he was getting older and a bit slower, perhaps, and they seemed to have found a solution for him. and well, for them.
What they've presented to Aidan O'Shea, Jory, is that Aidan probably thought, I won't say he thought he was the best player, but he thought everything had to go through him, or with previous managements maybe. Now he has a job just like the rest of the players and the rest of the panel, and he has bought into that. And you have to compliment Kevin McStain. He's going to be a huge threat for any team he's going to meet, and he's so physically strong. All he has to do is win it, lay it off, cause all sorts of problems, win freeze, and we found it very difficult, and any team would have on Saturday to, you know, to try and curb him. But look, on the same token, Jerry, you look, David Clifford, he's the best footballer in the land by a mile.
An outstanding performance.
We played poorly. He kicked 8 points. He kept us in. And if I was a Kerry player today, or a Kerry panelist, you'd be going out and try and win an All Ireland for your captain, David Clifford. And because how good he is. And a lot of fellas will have probably look at themselves, you know, with their performance the last year. I'll never again see 12 players play as flat as they did last Saturday. It was just one.
Well, let me put this to you, Tim, as an excuse or a system, because I'm sure there'll be a systems check done by the Kerry management team, and they'll be trying to address the issues that were raised by this game. You had a team coming out of Munster Championship. You had a team which was 6 weeks preparing and planning because of their own defeat in the Connacht Championship, ready to hit the ground running. Did the Munster Championship do us no favours in terms of preparation? Was that part
absolutely,
of it? Or is that too easy an excuse?
Absolutely not, Jerry. The Munster Championship does nothing for us, and we're saying it over the years. No different. I know Dublin will win in All-Irelands when they had very little challenges in
Leinster. Yeah.
But you look at Connacht and Ulster are the two provinces which are far more competitive than Munster or Leinster. And like, with all due respect, the only thing Tipperary were interested in was the Tailteann Cup. They weren't coming to Kerry to try and beat us. I mean, they even said it in their post-match interviews. And likewise, Clare, I know a lot of great work is done, but there's such a gulf there. And what you need to be tested, and you know, a team, it's happened to us over the last number of years with Tyrone, Jerry, you know, we weren't ready for him. The layoff was too long, and suddenly we meet a team that's playing a championship pace, and these are such good footballers. They'll put you away in 20 minutes, and that's what happened the last day. They were like men possessed, and apparently, and I go back to that game, that challenge game with Tyrone, apparently it was like dogs of war when they played it, and Kerry hadn't that luxury of playing a team like that. So look, that's part of it. There's nothing we can do about that now, Jerry, but a lot of players will be very disappointed. Our Kerry team are not bad footballers. We're all Ireland champions, and we're not all Ireland champions for nothing. So they'll look at it, and I'm sure that they'll do a bit of soul searching. Jack said in his post-match interview that he'll have to tweak things around the middle diamond, whether that's a system or personnel changes. So that's something we'll be waiting for. And you know, and he said it all along consistently, Jack, that looking beyond the Mayo game, that Cork won't be easy.
No, away to Cork in 2 weeks' time, Saturday, June the 3rd, and followed up then 2 weeks later the neutral game against Louth.
Louth, and look,
you're past, depending on how Mayo get on, and no, look, nothing's certain. You're looking at a preliminary quarter final, maybe, if you can get through those two games.
To be fair, Jerry, you would expect Mayo now to top the group, so we'll hopefully be in second place. So that means that we've a preliminary quarter final, and it'll be at a home venue. So we're playing an extra game, and maybe things might turn and on the right side for Kerry, in the sense that that extra game won't do us any harm either. We need games, and we certainly got one last Saturday, something that we weren't expected. But we have to compliment Mayo as well. Mayo are serious contenders now, Jerry.
And they've looked at, aside from the Roscommon defeat, they've looked at all year. Yeah. In terms of the way they're going about their business.
Absolutely. The management, he's got everything in place. He's looking at it from the outside all for a long time. Kevin McStay wanted this job when other managers got it, and he was fairly aggrieved at times, and he made it vocal as well. And now he has it. He's a Kerry man involved as well. He's Donny Buckley and Stephen. And even to get a former manager to come in as a selector, you have Stephen Rochford.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the management team buying into it. And we were in the room next, in the media room in Killarney the last Saturday evening, and you could see the way they get on and how close-knit they are. And I think that feeds on to the players and the management. But they have the personnel, Jerry, as well, on the park, the Mayo side. They're serious footballers. And tactically, if you have it, you'll test any side. But we can't worry about Mayo now. All we have is to mind our own shop.
And one game doesn't define a season. This is a new system we're playing in here, the All-Ireland series, shall we call it that. Cork next, then Louth. you know, time to tweak things, get things right before you get down to the business end of it, Tim. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it, what would you say to those who say, look, this was a total disaster? We were playing at home. We'd won the Munster title. We should have been much better. Problems all over the field. How are we going to fix them all? It's not going to be our year. What do you say to that way of looking at it?
Well, I wouldn't look at it. It wasn't a total disaster, Jory. You met a team. Like, I'd prefer to see this happen in Killarney than above in Croke Park on All Ireland final day. And that's being honest. So when you the day you lose, you have something to work on. Kerry have loads of things to work on, and you know you're going to ask yourself: have we the personnel? Have we the substitutes come on? Will Jack be ruthless with certain individuals? And that's going to all come out. But that'll either make or break you. And you know, if we won the game the last day by 8 or 9 points, people will be saying we've the All-Ireland in the bag.
Yeah.
We certainly haven't the All-Ireland in the bag. No, we have something to work on, but we can't come from heroes to zeros. Any fella that put on the Kerry jersey the last day wanted to win that game, Jory. And we've too many good footballers to let this behind. And maybe, I think actually it could be the makings of us that we go down, we get our result in Cork, we should be beaten Louth. Suddenly we have a third place team from another group in Killarney once again. And that extra game would be nice going into a heavy hitter again in a quarter final. So this is not the end of the world. And look, we've no divine right to win any game, Jory. And I know that, you know, I'm sure social media was having a crack at this player and that player, maybe the management, or that's not the way to go, Jory. That Kerry need oxygen, and I think we're going to get oxygen. And on the same token, there's going to be a sting in the tail of Kerry, and Cork won't like them visiting their backyard either. So I think it's all to play for, Jory.
Yep, it certainly is. And look, it's going to be an interesting season, that's for sure. Tim, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us in the programme about that this morning.
Could I just mention one thing?
You can.
I know a lot was made of it on the build-up to this, that a lot of people, I suppose, depended on Radio Kerry for commentary. I know they hadn't access through TV. And I just want to thank, there were some nice things said about Radio Kerry and about the commentary team and whatever.
Sure.
And I just want to acknowledge that today. And thanks to our very loyal listeners. It meant a lot to us. And hopefully, in the next couple of months, we'll be delivering big games and big wins from the kingdom.